Boomer and Warner in the morning, live and loud in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Wednesday morning, 6:06, Boomer Warner in the morning, and I have heartburn.
Already.
Oh. Is it normal to have heartburn at 6:06?
Well, you know what it is? It's the coffee. Yeah.
Is it a bad brew? Or?
No, it's okay, but I didn't have any breakfast or anything. And it's just kind of sitting in there.
It's an angry sea.
It's just saying, look at me!
It's the Bermuda Triangle in your stomach.
I've got the place to myself!
Pretty spacey in here.
I was on coffee
today. This place is huge.
You could have gotten a little food.
No, I'm really not that hungry. Yeah.
So what's the routine normally? You would have eaten something by now?
Well, something.
Yeah.
Probably. Are you a breakfast person? Do you eat before?
Today I am.
Do you eat before you get here?
If I can grab some leftovers, that's great, but I'd say half the time I don't.
Yeah. Dry ribs, pizza bagels, one tea clapper, chocolate shakes, and armfuls of chicken nuggets.
Whatever you can get your hands on, really.
Delicious. Dry ribs? Ooh.
So you can't really get anything if it's not in your fridge.
Where are you on dry ribs?
Don't mind them. I don't think they're the stars of the universe.
Man,
very salty.
They're either very good or very bad. Like, very dry or not so... I'm trying to remember where I've had good ones, but they were almost kind of...
They're not called wet ribs.
But they were some citrus, probably some lemon juice was put on them.
That'd be nice.
Which really kind of brought them to life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Food, hey?
I suppose this is where most people thought we would start the show.
We owe them
World Series game one.
Yeah.
Flames back-to-back games on the road. Definitely start with the dry ribs conversation.
Well, if you didn't have the citrus angle, I would have wondered where you were going, but that's a big ad right there.
It's good.
It's a takeaway for everyone, I think.
Flames do it again, and by that, twofold. Ooh. Win and look good doing it.
Yes. This is a very different than the club that looked lost and disinterested for the first six games of the year. How about back-to-back intense quality efforts on the road against good teams? That's big 4 points.
It's weird that in how they've looked more relaxed, they've played better. Whereas at the start of the year, it was everybody was running around trying to do too much cost them. This is very much, and I think it was Kelly Rudy who said it right at the end, said that there's a real patience about this team right now. Near the end, they showed the Weidman along the boards, could have just tried to ram it and chip it up the wall, and it wouldn't have worked. Just took a half a second. Look to the middle. There's your out. Up the middle, out you go. They're just able to breathe for the first time this season. And they, here's the thing. People are very happy to text in when they're bad. I really think that people don't want them to be good just so they can be miserable. Because when they're bad, they can gripe and, they're not good. Now that they're playing better, it's... The Blues didn't show up.
The Chicago, they outchanced them in the third. They're lucky.
Easy, fellas. Blues had 11 shots through two periods. It was an AHL scrimmage. You better win this game. Don't say it was the system. Listen.
AHL scrimmage? Come on. This is a team that played in the West Final last year.
No. You don't go into Chicago and St. Louis and come away with wins in this fashion and don't get credit. If the shots were 100-2 and you win 2-1, then yeah.
Like that night in Chicago 2 years ago.
Yeah. They deserve to win both of these hockey games, and you cannot say that very often. What was the number last night? They haven't won there since 02 or 04?
You know that stupid bell they hammer after every St. Louis goal?
Yeah.
We heard that once last night. They're used to hearing it like 4 to 6 times every visit.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ah.
Goalie looks good. The team looks composed.
They trust the system. That's what you're talking about,
yeah.
Right?
They trust they trust each other.
It's like our show.
Yeah.
You know?
Very much like this.
Like when it started, it was very scrambly. We didn't really know what each other were doing.
Yeah.
And now we trust each other.
I mean, I still don't trust you at all.
Well, I don't trust you either. And Rhett's kind of like, it depends what day.
He hasn't even watched the game from last night.
Probably not, no.
How are we going to trust him?
He'll have something about food if he doesn't have anything about the game, though. But so not like us at all, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. So you want to... but it's... I don't know what it is. I said this in the first hour or half hour, whatever, before you came on. Red is always quick to throw the players meeting or the little kind of face-to-face, heart-to-heart stuff under the bus, because that's just not how he operates. It does nothing for him. It clearly does something for some people, because there seems to be some value that came after that Blues loss when they sat down.
Yeah.
And just kind of were honest with each other.
We don't know because we weren't there, and only the guys in the room will know what was said and if that was profound or if it was just another gathering, but finally the hockey was good, how related they are, only those guys would know. But I think Rhett does value leadership, and he understands the importance of guys with letters being guys that you follow and the group being tight. And if that's what that chat did, I think Rhett's on side with that. He might not have thought the actual speech did anything, but I think he would definitely understand that if this group's a tighter group as a result of that, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, we'll ask him. Guy says, you got to ask if player-only meetings make that much of a difference. I'm honestly curious.
And then one's not the same as all the others. Like, I'm sure they're all different.
When you close the door after a huge loss for 20 minutes before the media's let in, that's one kind of a players-only meeting. This one sounds like it was much different, right? It's a different-looking team. Sam Bennett looked great last night. Goals in back-to-back games, although the first one was, you know, the other game got credit for it. But last night, an assist, a goal. Weidman has a pair on the power play. How did he get left alone?
How did he sit in the press box for three games the way he's played the last couple?
Yeah.
Something just clicked for the old wide dog.
Yeah.
It's looked good.
And
power plays look good since he got back.
Yeah. And what it's done, now Dougie Hamilton's minutes on the power play gone down. Denny, the wide dog, 2 minutes and 41 seconds worth of power play time last night.
Oh boy, wider.
So, yeah, he's...
Maybe this guy... look, that was a rough first four games. He played awful and sat for three, right?
Yeah.
But he's looking like a guy that's has some value here. It's the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
This is good for him. He's a guy that's going to need a new contract this summer. If it was going to look like the first four games, he wouldn't be getting one in the NHL.
Yeah.
The way he's going now, absolutely someone will. He'll be a commodity people are after.
Good morning, Boomer. Did you say Englund was part of Rush?
Wow.
Did he...
Talented.
Does he do a cover of Tom Sawyer? No, part of a Rush.
That's quite the dangle.
It was.
Yeah.
Some skill.
I'm going to have to take everything negative I've said about Derek Englund back. He's been quite good.
What about Grossman?
I didn't notice him, which is just a superb performance from him. Because Edmonton, you couldn't do anything but watch your TV bleed every time he got on the ice.
Yeah, with the way
awful.
I mean, I'm still very much on the side of I don't understand why he's there as opposed to what a solid signing. But at this point, now that you've seen two good games from this club, you almost have to give anyone who really, really struggled there somewhat of a pass. They were still part of it. They were still directly involved, but clearly they just...
If they had lost 3-2 and one of them was a turnstiling job on Grossman, there'd be reason to have fire flying this morning, but that wasn't the case. The weird thing about it is he plays very limited minutes, like 13, 12. So what it really does is when you put Grossman in, you're asking your top four to play more. When it's Jokke Pekka, Hamilton together, and you play Englund and Weidman with the two good guys, it's not broken down that way. So when Grossman comes in, it's more work for the other guys. And that, again, not I don't think necessarily a positive.
6:14, we'll come back. Stampeder Report, some more accolades coming to the Stampeders, which is nothing new as well. Pinder Report after 7 o'clock, and we have the Cleveland Indians out 1-0 in the World Series. The math is in their favor. And they're going to bump up game time tonight by an hour so they can get it in before the weather hits. Apparently going to be very wet and nasty out at Progressive Field. So we'll talk a little baseball today as well. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, live and loud in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It is Wednesday, 6:20. Warner is in. I get an email from Kirsch yesterday. Was it, or maybe, you know, maybe it was a text. I'll read you the text. I'm sure this happens to a lot of people, probably very similar in their line of work. 3:04 yesterday afternoon, I was out hard. Because, of course, today is the pig roast. This is what my boss needed to get in touch with me about. Greg from Bonton is trying to get a hold of you. He wants to find out what kind of dry rib you want for the pig.
He knows how to get a hold of you. Were you ignoring him?
These are big issues we deal with here as employees at the fan.
Does he mean dry rub?
Yeah, probably.
That would make more sense.
Dry rib, yeah. See, dry ribs in my head. Can't stop thinking about. Where are you on dry ribs? Do you like dry ribs?
A good dry rib is excellent.
Yeah.
Too often, though.
Not done well.
They're not treated with the right respect, and they're just...
Throw them in the thing, yes. Take them out, and maybe a little salt and pepper on them.
You want an excellent... And now, I don't know if you would... It is a dry rib, but it's a bigger rib. You want an excellent one?
Mm.
About 100 steps that way and 200 that way.
Yeah?
Belgo. The old Belgo. What's it called now?
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
You're welcome.
Mm. I'm telling you.
Well, I had a very good croque madame there a few weeks ago.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a French thing. It's a French thing.
Mm-hmm. There is a croque monsieur and a croque madame. It's like a ham and cheese sandwich.
Egg and
that's like a grilled, with egg and ooh. It's like a grilled cheesy flipper.
It's delicious.
I'll have to have one of those Friday.
It was so good. And there were some potatoes on the side.
Mm. You hungry today, Boom Boom?
No, I'm really not.
Oh.
I just remember that. I remember that day I was ready to chew my arm off, and it hit the spot.
Didn't I have a quote from that day?
Yeah, I was trying to remember what it was today, and I don't remember. Yeah, that doesn't look good.
No, they've got a...
Okay, anyway, now did you end up... The truth. 100% truth?
Yeah.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Scout's honor?
Scout's honor. It's a yes or no question. Did you watch the Flames last night?
Yes.
How much?
Well, when you tape it and you skip through, it's an hour game, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
An hour of play.
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes.
The first two periods.
No, because I'd miss some. You're skipping through, right? Like when you press the fast forward at the commercials. Well, you might miss a minute here or a minute there.
I don't know what you're doing, but okay.
So 40 minutes.
But even still, if you...
Did you miss any goals when you just had minutes?
Then if you missed the goal, you didn't reverse.
Right.
All right.
That's why I bought that
recording.
The VCR, yeah.
What did you think of the 20 minutes, not two periods that you watched?
The 40, not the two periods, yeah.
Yeah, the 40 minutes, but not two periods.
Yeah, it wasn't two periods. All the whole game in 40 minutes. Like the,
that's a gift. You could do that. If you could teach me
like
how
the
to
Jays
do that.
In 30.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just fast forward through the boring stuff. You just have to guess where the boring stuff is. Yeah,
it's good. What did I think? I think they looked pretty good. Far cry from
Carolina.
Carolina.
Oh,
it's a different team.
Saturday. Yeah.
Why don't we start on the road next year, like a 3-week road trip?
How do you feel about the coach as compared to you last week?
I was never really. It wasn't the coach. It was the fact that they weren't playing inspired at all. Like you didn't go into this road trip going, boy, they've really put in a good effort.
No, they were awful.
They've been interested in winning and they care.
No, but
there was none of that.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying.
Like on Monday you asked us what is your concern level surrounding the coach, and you had some concerns. It wasn't like
my concern was I don't know if it's the coach's fault, but boy, they sure don't look interested.
Yeah.
And they've looked sharp.
I don't know how a team can look so mediocre for six games and so disinterested, and then for two, look so invested and so sound systematically. Like, they haven't been giving up the five bell chances that they were giving up five or six a night of every game for the first six.
So what have we got? because
yeah, now we can
the truth's in the middle somewhere. Right?
One team's way over here, and now this last two, they're kind of over here.
They're on opposite ends of the spectrum. This is a playoff team we've watched the last two nights. The first six is a lottery pick team,
confident and calm goaltending, very poised team with the puck.
Special
smart
teams
plays.
Look good.
The thing I in the first handful of games. Got to make a play. We got to force it. Somebody's got to make a play. Right now, it's like, well, if we don't make a play right now, we'll just make a, you know.
Make the right play.
We'll make a smart play.
And we'll read and react.
And then we'll try again on the next time we get the puck.
They've had two leads to work with, too, and that can help that mentality. They were chasing a lot in those first.
Man.
And they are about a quarter inch from losing that one in Chicago, which would have changed.
Oh, yeah.
But good effort, though. You can lose to Chicago and play well. I mean, that's fine.
I think it would have been a mental block for him to have played well
yeah.
and lost late like that.
Agreed.
Anyway, who cares? You're going to have saves and bad saves throughout the year. They got two wins in two places. You didn't think that, you know, a split was a big win.
They beat
when they left.
They beat Ottawa Friday. They're 4-4-1. Like, that's, you can pallet that.
Get on a roll. Keep it going.
They were 2-8-1 last year to start. Keep in mind. Like, that start killed them. You can't have that start again, and they already have gotten better than that. That's
I good. Would say that this is more the team you expected. Like, when we watched that game against Edmonton, granted, Elliott was a sieve.
Well, and the defense was awful.
But this was more like the team you expected to be playing against Edmonton in game one.
Yeah.
And game two.
Elliott hasn't faced those type of chances much. Since then,
the first five periods against Edmonton, how many breakaways did he have? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And the Flames coaching staff, this from Rudy last night, I think they had said they had counted 26 turnovers against St. Louis on Saturday, and then they had four against Chicago on Monday. Like, from one game to the next, that's seriously tightening things up.
Yeah. Even on the
awful to very good.
The NHL, for whatever it's worth, they had 15 giveaways, four against Chicago.
There you go.
It's a goofy stat, too. But.
It is.
It tells a story, though,
but
right?
It gives you
when
some
it's that big variance,
some context for sure.
And individually, everyone's playing, but I didn't think the Gaudreau line was great last night, but they didn't need to be because Bennett's line was awesome. Backlund
every
played Stagins.
Yeah.
Johnny had another breakaway. Like they're creating chances.
Everyone 10 minutes or more last night, right across the board.
Fourth line's been good, Rhett. Ever since you wagged your finger at Matt Stajan and Ferland, they've been rolling.
That's all right. Keep going.
Stajan. He can't keep it up.
Good guy. Great cheering
guy.
For him.
Good guy. Playing well.
Yes.
For what he is.
Bad contract.
Yeah. But even the defense pairing, which
I'm not sold on it.
Okay.
Long term, I don't know.
Which is splitting up the two guys or Grossman in? What are we talking about here?
Well, Grossman in for sure. Splitting them up, I'm not confident on for long term. But that's the beauty of it is, you know what? Oh, it stopped working. Guess what?
Throw them back together.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton was involved last night. I was, okay.
Englund was good.
Are you going
Weidman?
To start trying too? Because that would be a...
Was that Englund or Bobby Orr on that goal?
Mm. Oh. That's the key, right? You can separate your top three and put them in three different pairings if the other guys are going to play as well as they had.
Right.
But when Grossman or Weidman or somebody takes a night off and takes a deep dive, then it's back to the drawing board.
And that was night one, right? Because they had one slow defender on each pairing in Edmonton. That didn't go well. Turnover, turnstile, the bloody annoying truck horn was going off all night.
Effort.
Outwork a team. That's
effort.
What we said Monday.
Get interested. And they've done that. How?
Don't know.
Go
what
to
about the
Chicago.
Meeting? What about the meeting?
Did they have a meeting?
I'll ask you later about the meeting.
What meeting?
Well, you're going to find out.
I never
out
had
about
a meeting.
This is quite a tease.
We'll have a meeting about the meeting, and then we'll talk about the meeting. Time for the Calgary Stampeder Report. Hang on.
Is it?
Should have.
It's almost time for the Stampeder's Report.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't taken the 6:20 break, by the way, Boom. Break. So it's kind of not.
Break.
This is Dak Prescott week one clock management.
Go to break.
Can we just do it?
I suppose you could.
Nope, we got to go to break.
Or are you going to have to move a lot of things around?
The Calgary Stampeder Report, brought to you by ATB Financial. Put your money where your heart is with ATB Financial. Bank on Alberta and bank on a strong return. Who's got your back? At ATB, we do.
Should I throw it a break right now? Didn't I do that last week? Just
you would be
really
such a jerk doing that.
Jerome Messam, for the second time this season, has been honored as one of the CFL's three players of the week. Messam, selected after rushing for 111 yards and just 10 carries in the 31-13 win over the Argos on Friday. Also, one catch for 7 yards. He was previously recognized in the league awards back in week two. He leads the CFL in rushing with 1,162 yards, 11 rushing touchdowns. The yardage total, single-season career high for Messam. And with one game remaining and not sure how much he's going to play, he has a 270-yard lead over second place Brandon Whitaker.
It's comfy.
The other one, though, is Andrew Harris of Winnipeg. I believe he's got 2 games left, and if he has 2 really strong games, he could be within striking distance. But sure, it would seem like Messam, pretty good spot. This is the 8th time this season a Stamps player has received a Player of the Week recognition. Also, Players of the Month in August. Bo Levi Mitchell, Rennie Paradis for September, Bo Levi Mitchell, and there's a chance he could be for October as well. One final thought on the Stampeders. We told you last week it was the Purolator Tackle Hunger Food Drive, one home game in every team's season. They invite fans to bring out some food. This year, 72,391 pounds of food will go towards the Calgary Food Bank, and they need it. There you go. Good stuff. That's your Stampeder's Report.
The Calgary Stampeder Report, brought to you by ATB Financial. Put your money where your heart is with ATB Financial. Bank on Alberta and bank on a strong return. Who's got your back? At ATB, we do.
We'll have a meeting, and when we come back, we'll talk about the meeting.
Sports plan.
And the plan. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
Text 960-960 to send your message direct to Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
If you haven't already, get your name, get your points, get them ready, and get them in, because we're less than a week away from making the grand prize draw in our trip to Puerto Vallarta contest. The morning show heading down with New West Travel to the Malia, Puerto Vallarta, from November 20th to 27th. And two ways of doing it. You can go to newwesttravel.com, get your wallet out, book it. Then you're coming. It's just put your mind at ease. Flights, rooms, all-inclusive, everything taken care of. New West Travel, they're the best at it. NewWestTravel.com. Or if you'd like to roll the dice, you can put your fan club points in and try and win the free trip for two. And that draw is coming up on Monday. Monday's Halloween, right? Yeah.
Yes.
October 31st. Somebody's going to be very happy. 7 days, food, booze, sun, rooms, free. Not bad.
And boom.
Yeah, there is that. Although you probably won't see me much.
Oh.
I'll be hunkered down.
Meaning?
In the air conditioning and the darkness.
That's depressing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun.
So just get some earplugs. You can hang with me, right? Won't even hear me.
Yeah. So get that going, Monday for that. I don't know what the deadline, like what the cutoff is for booking the trip. I'm sure they can tell you. Contact New West Travel.
Do it soon, though. Don't be silly here.
That's right. And do it soon. The meeting we were talking about, Rhett, is, this Flames team looking very much in disarray. Had a little look in the mirror session after that St. Louis home game.
We sat down after the loss to St. Louis at home, and the biggest thing was we were going to play a north-south game and not turn over the puck as much. And you got to give credit to our guys. This road trip, we've to a man, we've bought in and chipped pucks, and the truth is that we're getting more chances offensively because of it. So we got to stick with this game plan and keep moving forward.
Gullitson said yesterday, I know we had the clip, that it was maybe hard for some guys to hear, to face the music. But they, if not a come to Jesus meeting, they were honest with each other. So they were all going to give it a good, honest try. Two games later, 4 points. Best two games of the season.
On the road, back-to-back nights against good teams.
Now, you don't subscribe to the theory of players meetings.
You rolling your eyes? What are you thinking here?
Why did it need to happen?
I agree.
Well, did you see them play against St. Louis?
Oof. Well, why didn't they have it against after Edmonton?
Well, one game, move along.
Oh, okay.
They...
How often have players meetings really emerged?
Well, I know, but that's the thing. Because I was saying before you got in, for you, I don't think you need players-only meetings. I think you're kind of a, now I'm mad, and I'm just going, that's it. Whereas I think some guys maybe do get value out of it. As a group, you sit down.
Great. You know my...
I do.
You're giggling at me because...
I'm not. I'm just asking, do you think there would be something... You've been in them. Is there something there, not for you, but can you see that for maybe some players there would be value that would translate into
often
this?
I'll go back to what I first said. How often do these players-only meetings really... turn into a change.
You tell us. I mean,
not often.
Okay.
Not often. That's the point, is you always hear about them, and they're always for the last place team, and what do they end up?
Last.
Second last? Third last? Well, way to go.
What about the group getting closer? Because you always talked about the tighter that room is, the better a chance you have to win, right? If that's what it takes, everyone being honest and unpacking some of their ass in front of each other.
Hey, I
help?
Wasn't in the room before, so maybe it was something that needed... Maybe there were deep, dark secrets that needed to be discussed and hammered out. Maybe they're...
Johnny, I'm mad at you. You bought the same Land Rover as
me. Maybe the new guys didn't feel comfortable and hadn't fit in now, had a chance to speak. I don't know.
It's impossible to know from
to
here.
To heap... praise on them for, okay, great.
Here's because I don't think it was a players only. I just think the whole, like, everybody, I think the coaches were in on it. How much of it could be just the coach almost pleading, don't quit on me?
You can't plead.
I believe what we're doing is how we're going to win. And I know we've not gotten the results. Here's what Gullitson had to say last night.
When the players, from young, old, are all echoing the message, then... you know that they're buying it, and then when it translates on the ice, you have to see it. Now it's not an easy thing in the league, so we have to continue to do it. But we're making some progress.
It looks like they've made progress. And then the next step will be, you know what? Coaches shouldn't need to harp on the message. The room should run itself.
Were you at the Carolina game or the St. Louis game? I can't remember because I went to the
Buffalo game, didn't you?
Yeah, yes, you were that one.
The Buffalo.
I was at the Carolina game. Barely watchable. Like, barely.
Oh, it was...
As a sporting event, barely watchable. And St. Louis, again, just on TV, I think we admitted one of us turned off partway through and didn't recognize that he'd turned it off. It was just that bad.
I was hosting that one for 40 minutes. The Flames may have well paid $50 ahead because it was hockey camp. Like, the Blues were running a clinic. They were that much better than the Flames for 40 minutes.
So the long and short of it is, who cares?
Yes.
Whatever the reasoning.
Yeah, it might not be the meeting, it might, but either way, good thing they're playing well.
And, I mean, now you've shown that you can play this style. And what the other side, I hear people bitching. Chicago was bad. St. Louis was bad. Yeah, neither team played their best game against the Flames. One of them started their backup goaltender. That's not the Flames' fault.
No, you can't.
It's not their fault. If going into the road trip, you would have said, no way. And I said, we all said, no way will they... I mean, if you can get a win, a point,
yes,
you'd be lucky. They won both, and now you're bitching that the other teams didn't play well enough? Just stop it.
You're wanting style points on top of your four standings points? Come on.
They've played
You don't
better.
Get best versus best till June.
Yes.
So that's not the season. That's best versus best is a special time.
Well, Chicago had a push in the third.
They were
Louis, you tell me they were garbage.
You're
taking away what they do well. That's kudos to you if another team's not playing well, right?
Yeah. I there's no scenario under which I'm going to say after a win in Chicago. Yeah, but were Kane and Taves playing? Was Keith like? Was everybody injured? No, they were all there. Sorry. Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, you won the game.
Did you see the list of the seven guys that went in the shootout? Like, tip your cap to the Flames for getting 2 points there.
Exactly.
Let's, we'll break here and come back. Pinder Report just after 7 o'clock. Game one of the World Series is, man.
It's in the books.
But they actually...
Familiar, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Third series in a row started this way.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Is hit a ton to left field and gone. What a night for Roberto Perez. His second home run of the ball game blows it open. 6-0 Indians.
Game one is done. The Cleveland Indians take it. 6-0. Score a little bit misleading as that home run, the three-run shot, came in the bottom of the eighth. But again, Cleveland, Corey Kluber, tough. And you shut down some of the big bats, and then all of a sudden, the guy you'd never talk about, Roberto Perez, comes through with not one but two home runs to power them to this win.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
Favorite player.
People very quick to point out that, yeah, remember that Jonathan LaCroix deal? Milwaukee traded him to Cleveland. He said, no, not waiving my no trade. I want to go.
Don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there.
Go to Texas.
Went to Texas.
There's a team that can win.
Wonder if LaCroix would have hit two home runs last night. Either way, it's a 1-0 series lead. The numbers, the mathematics, if you will, very much in favor of that team that wins first.
You're such a numbers nerd.
79%. Of teams that win.
Is it that high?
It's high. The last team to win the World Series when losing game one on the road.
7 years ago?
The 1992 Toronto Blue Jays.
What?
Yeah.
On the road, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's six in a row World Series that game one winner has won the World Series.
Right.
Very impressive.
Here's
money in trouble.
Here's a question for you. As a pitcher, you go through three innings of baseball. How many, I mean, shortest number, like smallest number, how many pitcher or how many batters would you face in three innings?
Nine.
Corey Kluber last night, 8 strikeouts in the first three innings. Sets a new World Series record. He's good. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's...
Come in on 3 days rest. Well, you know, I'll find a way. Andrew Miller comes in. I'll shut it down. Closer comes in. Yeah, good luck trying. Yeah.
It's once you get the ball to Miller that the game's over.
And I don't know that this discussion and this strategy will continue. I think it's probably just a playoff thing. But so much of it is being talked about now that both Francona and Madden, but specifically Francona with how he's used Miller.
Two innings at a time.
The save doesn't need to come in the ninth inning. The save could be in the seventh inning when you're in the heart of the order, when maybe your starter is starting to fail a little bit, walks a batter, because he felt last night like the save came in the seventh as opposed to the ninth.
The idea is use your best pitcher in the highest leverage spot, not in the ninth inning every night. Now, maybe the highest leverage spot does come in the ninth, but a lot of times it doesn't. It'll come with a two-man-on, no-out jam in the fifth or sixth.
Isn't it crazy that all of this talk about relief pitchers and closers and all of that is coming in the same postseason where Buck Showalter didn't even use Zach Britton, let alone use him early.
Oops. Which is why that's one of the stupidest moves made in the last decade.
Like, what have we talked about for three solid weeks?
Yeah.
How managers are using their relievers differently. Zach Britton, the best closer in the game, still.
Their MVP.
Yeah.
Didn't pitch. Well, and here's the thing. You can do it in the playoffs because there's so many off days, right? They go 2 days off, 3 days off, 2 days. The CSs were the same. All kinds of travel in there. In a regular season, you can't do this to your bullpen. You can't use Andrew Miller for two innings 6 days a week. But in the playoffs, you can. And it's that third time through the lineup that all these pitchers seem to have more trouble because, of course, guys have been able to watch you throw, you know, 6 to 15 pitches. The more they watch you, the more they're going to be on your stuff. I mean, it makes sense, but you can't do this in the regular season.
No. But I wonder if even in certain scenarios.
Well, there are some managers.
Right?
Yeah, and these would be the two guys. Like, high leverage is best pitcher. It's not 7th, 8th, 9th inning guys. That's the old school traditional view.
Funny, I'm just going back a little bit. The Orioles finished their season, as we know, in that wild card game. They had a year-end auction for charity.
This is good.
They auctioned off their the jerseys they wore in the final game.
Yeah, the game-worns.
The Zach Britton game-worn jersey that he never actually wore in the game.
Well, he wore it. He just didn't.
Never
fresh. Yeah.
Very crisp.
Doesn't smell at all.
Yeah,
hardly sweat. Crisp.
Did you watch some of this? Because I know you texted last
night. I had it on a little bit, but it got out of hand. And I'm like,
Yeah. But it true to baseball, you look 6-0. Oh, it's all Cleveland. Well, it was 3-0, and Miller was in trouble. He had bases jammed and managed to shut down the Cubby bats. Kyle Schwarber comes in, gets a double in his first at bat. He's back up. Set him down. Cleveland.
Get a lead, and you'll win the World Series
I think it's a mental block now for teams.
Well, Miller's that good.
They score a run or two in the first four innings,
and
the other teams panic city at the plate.
It was for Toronto, for sure, because they knew if they weren't at least tied or up, Miller was coming in, and you may as well just chop two innings off the game.
You've got to get the lead against those guys.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, too, is you've got two innings of wipeout lefty, and then the closer's a righty. Like, it's you're bleeping with their minds. It's not easy. Those last nine outs seem to come quick from the Indians.
Kluber, the starter, went...
six innings?
Yeah, six plus, nine strikeouts.
Just four hits.
Four hits. Here's what Joe Maddon felt about facing Kluber.
He pitched well. Yeah, you got to give him a lot of credit. He pitched well. I liked our bats overall against Miller. I liked the fact we got him up to 50 pitches also. So there was a lot of positives with that. We struck out a lot, but I'll defend the fact we did have some good at-bats. We had opportunities. We were unable to obviously get the big hit, knock the run in.
Doesn't it sound like the Toronto series?
I think I've heard this. Yeah.
No, right?
Like, oh, you had more hits than Cleveland and you lost a best of 7 in 5 games? Yeah, it sounds like that. You didn't come up with the big hit, and their dominant bullpen arms shut you down. That's what happened for 4 games against the Jays.
We just couldn't
come up with that big hit.
We couldn't come up with the hit at the right time.
Yeah, geez.
We didn't give up much.
Well, and for the Jays, they were on Kluber game one, but couldn't cash in runners in the first few innings.
Donaldson cost them the series in game one, first inning.
Game one, first inning.
Yep. He didn't go from first to home.
That's
on a double. I'm telling you. The big play.
They lost that one
2-0.
Well, you wouldn't have. You'd have scored. They'd have had Kluber, would have been rattled. It's a big, big point of contention for Rhett.
Cleveland's sneaky good because you never feel like they kill you and they always win. Like 6-0 misleading. Cubs felt like they were in it. That's how Cleveland operates. You always think you're in it.
So, again, lover of stats and math that I am.
That's right.
Okay.
Here's the numbers for you. The Indians take game one. Game one winner has won 6 straight World Series and 24 of the last 28.
Ooh.
That's just game one.
24 of 28. Yikes.
Like, never mind home or away. That's just straight up. You win game one, 24 of 28. Although, if there's a
86%.
Story.
So don't watch the rest.
If the Cubbies are going to do it, right, that would be the perfect ending. Come back, defy the odds, beat whatever you want to call it.
It can't happen. We need the Cubbies to be losers. That's why they're lovable. If they win, all the magic's gone.
108 years down the drain.
I hope they win, but I don't want them to win.
They can't win. We need to be able to have the Cubbies again in a World Series trying to, you know, make amends for this loss.
Let Cleveland have this one because we don't hate Cleveland. It's not like there's some team we hate.
Can't stand Cleveland. You been to Cleveland?
No.
I've been to Cleveland. It's a bit of a dump.
Terrible.
There's like two nice streets.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's it.
Yeah.
But I've heard that Cleveland rocks.
I feel like that's the locals pumping the... Yeah.
Is it?
Well, isn't he from there?
He?
Drew? Carey?
Yeah.
Cleveland rocks?
No, yeah.
Fat Man? Bad Hair?
I was thinking the band.
Right.
What is the band?
The Presidents of the United States of America.
Are they from Cleveland?
Did we not cover that? Are they from Cleveland?
I have no idea where they're from.
Once again,
everybody says
we're usually sharper at not sports than this.
Yeah. Yeah, the stuff that has nothing to do with sports, we're usually bang.
Right on it.
Really bang on.
Right on the nose.
It is 7. We've got plenty of sports coming next. The Pinder Report will...
Fun times in Cleveland today. Cleveland. Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Come and look at both of our buildings.
The mistake by the lake.
Both of our buildings. 7 o'clock, Pinder Report next, Sports at 960 The Fan.